Good afternoon and welcome to Unza Radio Main News broadcast at 17:45. The headline: in local news, a church commissioned $300 million in Uganda Kasemba Road project. ACC urges strict adherence to seed certification standards. In international news, hurricane kills 19 in Jamaica. In sports news, sports analysts expressed delight in Junior's polo.
When they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
With the news in details, my name is Jonathan Wally. In local news, President Hakainde Hichilema has commissioned the construction work for the 371-kilometer Mutanda Kasemba Road, valued at over $3 million. The project will be implemented under public-private partnership (PPP). Speaking during the groundbreaking ceremony in Kasemba, President Hakainde Hichilema said the government will continue to invest in road infrastructure using innovative financing solutions such as PPP to open the country for development. The president said having traveled across the country for more than 15 years while in opposition, he gained first-hand insight onto the vast potential that could be unlocked through improved road connectivity. He explains that based on that experience, the UPND administration is committed to delivering transformative infrastructure projects like the Mutanda Kasemba Kaoma Road to support economic activities across various sectors. President Hichilema said the road is strategically important as it will link Zambia to the Walvis Bay port in Namibia, providing a shorter route for import and support export to the sea. Seed inspectors from the Seed Control Certification Institute, ACC, have called on the seed producer and processor to strictly follow all needs certification producers to ensure quality and compliance. ACC Seed Officer Temwani Kagame emphasized that seed must undergo all required process and meet certification standard before being approved. Speaking during inspection of winter and field in Kakyue, Kagame stressed the importance of delivering high-quality seed to farmers. Meanwhile, ACCI Seed Inspector Teresa Kachishima noted that maintaining seed quality begins at the production stage in the field, underscoring the need for vigilance throughout the entire process. Minister of Agriculture's Assistant Director for Agribusiness Marketing, Peter Zulu, has called on farming input distributors to ensure all seed varieties are made available to farmers, allowing them the freedom to choose what best suits their needs. Zulu emphasized that farmers should not be limited in purchasing inputs they do not prefer. He made the remarks in Mansa District during an agro dealer training workshop focused on the implementation of the Farmer Input Support Program, FISIP, for the 2025-2026 farming season. Meanwhile, Luapula Province Acting Provincial Agriculture Coordinator, Kalaba Tamba, disclosed that the province has 64,804 beneficiaries under FISIP for the upcoming season, a statement for the program's reach and importance. Still in local news, the Minister of Agriculture, in collaboration with KIS and World Food Programme, WEF, has reviewed the legal framework governing financing, marketing and trade needs to enhance warehouse retail systems and policies. Minister of Agriculture Permanent Secretary for Technical Service John Mulongochi, during the operationalize of the WRS and Warehouse Licensing Authority, Minister of Agriculture Chief Seed Officer Bruce Sibuyonji said the WSR is meant to improve barriers for farmers to access sustainable markets and will also enable farmers to store their produce. And this project coordinator, Elena Weber, said that on behalf of the German Federal Minister of Economic Cooperation and Development, GIZ is willing to read support to government to operationalize a welfare license authority that supports welfare system in Zambia. Chairperson for Lusaka City Council has urged residents to be vigilant and report anyone who views where water is supposed to pass. Speaking in an interview with Muza Radio, Aaron Wan said LCC is in collaboration with Ubuntu Forge Warrior and Waste Management Company is spearheading the Green Health Nation, discouraging dumping of waste in open places and plant trees for a green country. Mwanza says the waste management company is working hand in hand with residents in order to stop the dumping of waste in open places and avoiding diseases like cholera, diarrhea, and typhoid. Meanwhile, Justin Cabo, ward councillor, says the dumping of waste in his ward is worrying with the coming rain season. Mwenya says the community has been sensitized on waste management, but it's unfortunate that there is a lack of transportation to collect garbage dumps in open places. He adds that the churches and community leaders have been engaged in sensitizing them on the effect of dumping garbage. Finally, local news. The Minister of Education in Mpulungu District has continued to undertake sensitization meeting with community on the importance of protecting children against any form of abuse. Mpulungu District Guidance and Counseling Coordinator Alice Kazumoto says parents and guardians need to take a leading role in participating in their children's education process. Kazumoto revealed that some parents have left their responsibility of teaching children to teachers. She explained to the contrary that teaching should be a continuation process involving teachers as the school parents at home for the children to grow responsibly. We now take a short break.